Our guest has a very unique resume, played in league, now host of the Believe in the Cardinals on the Believe Podcast Network. Welcome in, Ed Smith. Ed, much appreciate the time. How's life treating you these most unique times?
Doing well, and appreciate you having me on, man. And, you know, really looking forward to this game. I never thought, would have thought coming into this season that this would be like a primetime game, but here we go.
Yeah, you know, you can follow Ed on Twitter, the handle at Ed Smith Speaks or the Easy Sports Talk. So 99% of the time you want to know about a pro player, you go to the reference site, it tells a story. You have a kind of a unique story. You weren't drafted. By the way, you hail from Trenton. I was born in Patterson, raised in Wayne, so fellow Jersey guy. Explain your rather unique path to the NFL.
Well, you know, I started my career playing minor league baseball. I was drafted by the White Sox in the seventh round in 1987. You know, after I'd signed my letter of intent to go to the University of North Carolina, I was going to actually play both sports. Baseball was my first love, went that route first. Did that for 9 years leading up to 1995. Topped out at AAA and decided it was time to make a change. And, you know, at first didn't know where I was going to go and what I was going to do, but football called me back. I was able to go over to NFL, with the World League of American Football, the spring of 96, got back here to the States later that year. I had my first training camp in the NFL, was able to play with the Washington football team on their practice squad. I was in Atlanta for a couple years, played in the Super Bowl in after the 98 season. I was also with the Eagles and the Lions, and then finished up in the XFL, of all things. So between the two of them, I got 15 years in, and you know, very blessed to do some of the things I did. And, you know, welcome to another jersey, man. I like to hear that.
So, by the way, I mentioned the Falcons in 98. So your second year, you're on the team. They're in the playoffs. They beat the Niners. Of course, there's the legendary missed Gary Anderson field goal. You're Super Bowl bound. So I got to know, what strikes you? What do you remember about taking the field in Miami, the biggest stage in American sports, with, like I said, the incredible path that landed you there?
Yeah, especially after all the years, you know, toiling in the minors to find myself in a Super Bowl. The most exciting part, I think, was, you know, getting ready to come out of that tunnel. After all the build-up for a couple weeks, you know, we're down there in Miami, you know, and I couldn't imagine. I remember getting ready to come out, and I felt like my heart was going to jump out of my chest. And then right before kickoff, I'm standing there, and Cher was about, you know, I guess 20 feet from me singing the national anthem. And I just, you know, it was one of those moments where you just, I cannot believe what I am doing right this second. You know, the memory is great. The only thing I would change, obviously, is the outcome of that game, but to be there and experience that after everything I'd gone through in my baseball career and, you know, the efforts and everything it took just to get to the NFL, man, you're talking about special moments. I have so many of them.
That is just fascinating. All right, so prior to last year, the decision by the Cardinals to tap into college, bring in Cliff Kingsbury from Texas Tech, draft Kyler Murray at 1. They had their growing pains, won 5 games, now 4-2. So, Ed, what stands out to you, be it a full year for the system to take root, or why do you think that this team has made such an improvement this year?
Well, you know, I hate to be like the cliche, but I think the guys are buying into what Cliff is, you know, Kingsbury is doing offensively, and then you got Vance there, you know, leading the defense. The culture has totally changed here, and you know, you guys know about this being up there in Seattle. You know, it is really about 53 guys coming together, believing in one thing, at one cause, and you know, going out there and competing for each other, not just for themselves individually. And I like what, you know, the culture that's being kind of developed there. And then you have to look at the fact that we've actually brought some playmakers in there, you know, with Kyler Murray, giving him a tool like DeAndre Hopkins, Kenyon Drake, you know, and it's still all a work in progress, but we're, you know, putting it together. And then defensively, you know, obviously our biggest hit so far this year is losing Chandler Jones. But prior to him going out, you know, we had him in the middle, you know, on the end of that defense, and you got Buddha Baker back there doing his thing. So it's been really cool to watch, you know, especially after a couple of years. It was like 2 years ago, we were a dumpster fire, and it was hard to watch them play. Now we're getting a sense that, wow, this team or this organization, not just the team, is taking some steps in the right way, as they continue on, you know, playoffs are always the goal. But, you know, this year we'll see where we go. But, you know, we could be building for years to come here.
Talking with Ed Smith of the Believe in the Cardinals as part of the Outstanding Believe Podcast Network. The offensive line, the center, A.Q. Shipley left for Tampa, brought in Kelvin Beachum from the Jets. You have a sixth-round pick, Lamont Gilyard from Georgia, the new center. How's that line coming together?
It's a real work in progress, and that's probably our weakest link. The thing that helps us a lot is the fact we have Kyler Murray back there, and his elusiveness and quickness, he can make it's like putting the lipstick on the pig. He can make him look a little cuter every now and then just because he can erase some of their mistakes. And I think, it's one of those things where the more they work together, that's a unit. I always tell people about that offensive line. That's a unit that those guys need to know everything about each other, work like hand in glove. And we're not quite there yet, but the fact that, you know, Kyler, like I said, every now and then he's got that escapability and he hasn't been under what I would call extreme pressure, it shows that they're getting better each week, you know. So obviously we haven't faced what I would call the superior fronts yet, but the more experience those guys get playing together, and I obviously always having Kyler back there to erase some of those mistakes, things are looking up for us.
I want to move to the other side of the ball because you just mentioned something. You know, this is a defense that's given up the least points in the NFC, but man, in the Jet game, to lose Chandler Jones, one of the game's elite sack masters. So what's the word on his going down and now having to compensate for a guy who changes games?
Yeah, they always talk about next man up, but next man is not going to be Chandler Jones. So one of those things where we're going to have to really be creative in some of our schemes to maybe make it easier for some of the guys who are going to be replacing him to, have an effect on the game. Chandler could do it regardless of scheme. You know, you had to double and triple team him sometime. Now that responsibility or that edge is not you're going to be there. Well, teams are going to try to take advantage of that. But I'm confident. I think I saw this past week, especially what we did to Dallas and their – obviously with Dak not being there, they decided, hey, we're going to throw the kitchen sink at Andy Dalton. And if we come with that approach, I was talking to somebody yesterday, a different podcast I was doing, Russell Wilson isn't Andy Dalton, so we can't expect the same result, but we can get after him. And if we can cause some discomfort and frazzle him just once or twice, we might have a shot at this one.
And Russell Wilson's going to be delighted to know he's not Andy Dalton. couple final thoughts for Ed Smith of the Believe in Cardinals on the Believe Podcast Network. On that back end, you mentioned Buda Baker, covering the Pac-12. We know how good that guy is. All-Pro last season. You get to see him play day in, day out. How special is the former Husky now in his fourth year?
He's unbelievable, especially because he's not a big dude, playing back there and, the backside of the defense. But every time you turn around, he's making a play. And I was joking with somebody the other day. I call him like the Energizer Bunny for this team. He's that dude that when his motor's going so fast and you'll look up and, he starts the formation, he's deep, and all of a sudden the play goes and he's making a tackle behind the line of scrimmage or right at the point of attack. And that's just because that dude is flying around all the time, and it's almost like it's infectious. Other guys see that, and they pick their game up as well. We had missed him a couple weeks ago when he was out getting that thumb surgery, and you could tell just the difference of him not being there. So he is definitely the catalyst for that defense, especially with Chandler Jones being gone. He's going to take even more of a leadership role, but he's been unbelievable and definitely earned that contract extension he got.
Lastly, like you mentioned, slowing the Jets or Cowboys without Dak is one thing. This Seattle offense, kind of another level. Not only is Russell Wilson a great quarterback, he's playing outstanding ball. They're off a bye, and they need it to heal up. So in talking with the players, coaches, what you've observed, what's the buzz about the challenges this Seahawk attack presents?
Oh, you guys are, the epitome of old school football with the run game, play action, and then you always have the magician back there and Russell Wilson. He'll just pull something out of his hat and make, a play that should have been a 5-yard loss into a 50-yard game because of his, you know, escapability. And then he loves to, instead of running the ball, he'll just, you know, put one up and say, you got DJ Metcalf out there as well. So this is going to be a tough challenge. This is obviously our toughest challenge of the season so far. And with, like I said, you guys just epitome of what I call that old school football team, and we got our hands full this week for sure.
Should be a heck of a game. It's the Sunday nighter, national TV, a lot on the line. Folks, he's Ed Smith, host of the Believe in Cardinals on the Dynamite Believe Podcast Network. On Twitter, you got two options: Ed Smith Speaks or The Easy Sports Talk. And also check out at Believe Podcast. Ed, I really appreciate your time, your unique insight. Wishing you and yours well, and I hope we can catch up again down the road.
Anytime, man. Appreciate you and keep up the great work.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ed. Be well.